Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. Today is another wonderful day in the presence of the Lord. And if you are joining us for the first time, this is prophetic broadcast. Prophetic broadcast. This prophetic broadcast comes up every middle night like this. Every middle of the night between 12 and 1. And is a broadcast that have been helping a lot of people, and is going to help you in Jesus' name. Wherever you are, I just want you to appreciate the King of Glory. I want you to thank God for making it possible again for you to see another new day. Today is the 13th of the month of April, year 2021. We need to appreciate the Lord. We need to give God the glory. We need to magnify Him. We need to honor Him. Just bless Him wherever you are. Bless His name. Glorify Him. There is no one like Him. He is worthy of all praise, worthy to be adored, worthy to be magnified. Lord, we thank You. Lord, we worship You. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Hallelujah. For His mercy and your life forever. Amen. For His mercy and your life forever. Amen. Begin to appreciate Him. Worship Him. Give Him all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, there are several prayers I want you to pray now. And I want you to believe God as we pray this prayer. As we begin to pray this prayer, the plan of the wicked against your destiny shall scatter. As we begin to pray this prayer, every arrow fired to your body shall go back to the sender. As we begin to pray this prayer, the curse placed upon you shall be broken. As we begin to pray this prayer, the evil hand that is stealing from you shall wither. As we begin to pray this prayer, every power behind negative dreams shall be destroyed. As we begin to pray this prayer, evil shall begin to work on your behalf. There shall be movement of God's power upon your destiny in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray this prayer very well. Say, every embargo of witchcraft over my destiny be broken by fire in the name of Jesus. Every embargo of witchcraft over my destiny be broken by fire. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Pray the second one very well. Say, strong man of darkness, assigned to keep my life on the same spot. In the name of Jesus. Strong man of darkness, assigned to keep my life on the same spot. In the name of Jesus. Strong man of darkness, assigned to keep my life on the same spot. In the name of Jesus. Strong man of darkness, assigned to keep my life on the same spot. There, in Jesus, to say, strong man of darkness at the gate of my miracle. There, in the name of Jesus, strong man of darkness at the gate of my miracle. There, in the name of Jesus, strong man of darkness at the gate of my miracle. There, in Jesus' name, pray. You have been having a dream. You see yourself almost about to cross a place, and you find out you couldn't cross. You have been having a dream. You are writing the exam in a dream. You cannot finish it. You have been having a dream. See yourself back in primary school that you have left many years ago. See yourself back in the secondary school that you have left many years ago. See yourself back with your sister that you live with when you are in primary school. You need to pray this prayer very well. If you have been having a dream, a dark personality is following you around. If you have been having a dream, a dark personality enter into your body. If you have been having a dream and you have been molested in that dream, if you have been having a dream, somebody is forcefully feeding you, you need to pray this prayer very, very well. Shout it loud and clear. Say, every hidden covenant assigned to bring him back to square one, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant assigned to bring me back to square one, break, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. Every hidden covenant assigned to bring me back to square one, break, in Jesus' name, pray. Shout it loud and clear. Say, foundational strong man, assigned to bring me back to square one. Power in the name of Jesus. Foundational strong man. Assigned to bring me back to square one. Power in the name of Jesus. Foundational strong man. Assigned to bring me back to square one. Power. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Thank you, Father. Say, my destiny. Arise and shine. In the name of Jesus, my destiny, arise and shine. In the name of Jesus, my destiny, arise and shine. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. In Jesus, say this one. Say the calabash that covered the dove of my destiny. Break in the name of Jesus. The calabash that covered the dove of my destiny. Break, 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 break in the name of the calabash that covered the dove of my destiny. Break, break. Break in Jesus, say every evil cauldron cooking any organs in my body. Break in the name of Jesus, every evil cauldron cooking any organs in my body. Break, break in the name of Jesus, every evil cauldron cooking any organ in my body. Break, break, break in Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, I want you to get ready. There will be healing today. The finger of heaven shall flow into your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I'll be talking briefly on the danger or the tragedy of hidden curses. The tragedy of hidden curses. Curses that are hidden. Curses that you yourself never understand anything about. Curses that are very, very hidden. Curses that are working inside your blood. Curses that are working against your destiny. Curses that are attracting evil into your life. Curses that are stagnating your effort. Curses that are bending, sabotaging your effort. Curses that has brought evil yoke into your life. Curses that have strengthened evil weaknesses in your life. Curses that has reduced your destiny to a shadow. These kind of curses are called hidden curses. Curses you never could say that is already there. They are hidden curses. Jeremiah chapter 48 verse 10. He said, "Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully, and cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood." Can you see? So when somebody do the work of God deceitfully, a curse is pronounced, and that curse is hidden. Look at Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. Thus says the Lord, "Cursed be the man that trusted a man, and maketh flesh his arm, and the whole heart departed from the Lord." The fellow who has taken his heart and trust from the Lord, and he put his trust on man, the Bible says, curse is that man. You can see how a curse is flowing into the life of people. The Bible says that those who uncover the nakedness of their sibling, they are under a curse. So a curse is a terrible dark hand that pursues the life of people wherever they go. A curse is a dark personality assigned to stagnate destiny. A curse is that force, you know, that sabotage the efforts of people. A curse is a terrible thing. Thank God, because Christ has become a curse for us. Thank God, because Christ has redeemed us from all the curse of the law. A curse is behind some strange sicknesses in the life of people. The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 26, verse 2, as they bored by wandering, as they swallow by flying, so the causeless shall not come. A cause doesn't just come into the life of people if there is no landing space for that cause. So a causeless shall not come. When a cause is in the life of people and they could understand there is a cause, it is even better than when the cause is hidden. When the cause is hidden and that cause is doing evil work in that life, it is the most dangerous thing so far. When there is a cause in operation and you've never known that the cause is in operation, it becomes a very terrible thing. Hidden causes are the most stubborn causes to deal with. Why? Because they are hidden. And some of them are there in the root of our lives. Hidden causes are the most wicked weapons used by the devil. So it is our duty to dictate it and reverse it. Causes are direct opposite of blessing. To cause a person is to bind that person with a spell, like witches used to do. To cause is to engage in a violent expression of evil against someone. So cause are words put together to torment with great calamity. You know, a cause is an invisible barrier that keeps people or thing away from God's blessings. You know, when a cause is in the life of someone, it will take him away from God's blessing. I want you to close your eyes and see this one. Say, every cause in my foundation, break in the name of Jesus. Every cause in my foundation, break, break, break. In Jesus' name, pray. Look at Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 2. Because they met not the children of Israel with bread and water, but hired Balaam against them, that he should curse them. Howbeit our God turned the curse into blessing. Can you see? God understood the importance of curses, and he turned that curses into blessing. I pray that every curse that has been pronounced on anyone here shall be turned to blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, a curse can empower infirmity. A curse can close the womb of a woman and she will never be able to give birth. A curse can cause miscarriages to be happening in the life of people. A curse can stagnate somebody's effort. A curse can make somebody not to be seen. It's living, but it's not seen. A curse is like a dark shadow that covers the life of people. A curse is a terrible thing when it's in operation. So all curses that are hidden are terrible in the way they work. The Bible says, curse is anyone that sleeps with his siblings. And those curses are there hidden. The Bible says, curse is anyone that sleeps with a member of his family. Those kind of curses are hidden. You know, a father sleeping with his daughter, the Bible says, is cursed. A mother sleeping with his son, the Bible says they are under a curse, hidden curses. People sleeping with animal, the Bible says they are cursed. A brother wife sleeping with sister's husband, the Bible says they are cursed. All this place a man under a curse. And those curses are hidden. Father sleeping with their stepdaughter, this brings them under a curse. Parents entertaining guests with their daughters, This brings them under a curse. When you are using your daughter to get contracts, it put them under a curse. Pasting pictures of naked, complete naked women on the wall, it put you under a curse. You know, curses from sexual immorality is a terrible curse and is eating in the life of people. So many people do not understand the power of curses like this. And many do not know that there are some curses that operate secretly. When you maltreated somebody who has not done you anything, you put yourself under a curse. When you get an house help, you are sleeping with her and you are aborting for her, it puts you under a curse. When you are also aborting, you are aborting for your wife is aborting, it puts us under a curse, and these curses are hidden. So all these curses, they are terrible because they work secretly and they put somebody under a yoke. So therefore, if you are under curses that are hidden, you will notice strange sicknesses. You will notice that you have prayed and prayers are not being answered. You will notice that your expectations are not being fulfilled. You will notice that the exam other people write and they pass, you cannot pass it. You will notice that you will be writing an exam in the dream and you cannot finish. You will notice that you are covered with darkness. You will notice that things are very hard for you to achieve. You will notice that what others are getting easily, you are getting very, very difficult. You will notice poverty, failure, and defeat. You will notice some oppressions, depression within. Because a curse, hidden curse, is working. Get me very clear. A hidden curse, it is different from general curses. Hidden curses are curses that are hidden. They are not showing up at all. When somebody is struggling without corresponding fulfillment of his struggle, he's under a curse. Always being hated by people, there's a hidden curse in place. If a man or a young man or a young lady, you know, at beating up the parent, is put under a curse, and that curse is hidden. If you don't take care of your parents, you are also under a curse. These are curses that are hidden. And a curse is like a binding force that puts somebody in a cage. So when you are seeing yourself in a prison yard in the dream, you are under a curse. It is time for you to pray that God should deliver you. A curse is an unseen force mocking all your best effort. You try everything possible. A curse will be mocking it because it's going to be wasted. When you are experiencing a particular setback and it's constant, you are under hidden curses. Constant disappointment is showing that you are under hidden curses. You are having a dream and you are seeing yourself entering into a cobwebs, you are under hidden curses. It is time for you now to break that curse. Most of the ailments and diseases in the life of people are empowered by curses. Now it is time for you to pray. What you are going to do is simple. Repent of your sin. Tell the Lord to have mercy. And deliver yourself through these prayers. A curse will be calling injury and punishment upon you until you break the curse. There are prayers we are going to pray today. And that prayer will break every curse in your life in Jesus' name. Do you know that a curse is behind the inherited weaknesses we have? Do you know that a curse is behind the sickness of the father repeating the life of children? Do you know that a curse can be inside our root? Do you know that a curse could empower the iniquity in our foundation? Get me very well. Hidden curses are dangerous. When our ancestors, our fathers, our grandfathers, our father, they have gone so far to do some wicked thing. They put us under a curse. Imagine someone who had gone to rape another girl in one village, and he didn't tell anybody, and he has gone to marry your mother, and your mother now has given back to you, and the girl he raped that time died. The children that will be born from the new woman will be under a curse. These are dangerous things right now. We need to pray some prayer here. Close your eyes as we deal with these hidden curses. The Bible says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. He has been made a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone that is hung on the tree. He has been made a curse for us. When we begin to break this curse now, every infirmity shall be broken. Every secret shall be broken. Aha. The yoke of secrets shall be broken. The tree of infirmity shall be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. Now get ready now, and you shout this prayer loud and clear. Say, every curse of poverty in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse of poverty in my life, break, 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 in Jesus' name, praise. Say, every